Well, scientists around the world are racing to determine the impact of the new COVID-19 variant named Omicron. It's already been found in more than a dozen countries and appears to be more infectious than the Delta strain. The all-important unanswered question is whether or not it causes more serious illness. As international borders are slammed shut again, South Africa's president is urging the world to reconsider, claiming that such actions could make it harder for developing countries to respond and to recover. David Lipson reports.
Botswana, Namibia, Zimbabwe.
From Jakarta to Paris.
Il circule déjà en Belgique, il a été identifié en Italie, il a été identifié en Allemagne.
Jerusalem to Amsterdam.
Is vastkomen te staan dat het gaat over de Omicron variant.
The world has been plunged into uncertainty once more and is reacting with caution. The Omicron variant has been detected in 13 countries now. It's almost certainly more widespread. And so borders are closing again. Israel is banning all foreigners from entering the country for 14 days. And around the world, widespread travel bans have been imposed on the countries where Omicron was first detected in southern Africa.
These restrictions are completely unjustified.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says travel bans will only damage economies in southern Africa further, harming their ability to respond.
The prohibition of travel is not informed by science, nor will it be effective in preventing the spread of this variant. We call upon these countries that have imposed travel bans to immediately and urgently reverse their decisions before any further damage is done on our economies and to the livelihoods of our people.
Even as he predicts another wave of infection in his own country.
Cases continue to climb. We can expect to enter a fourth wave of infections within the next few weeks, if not sooner.
There are early signs of a surge in hospitalizations in South Africa, and in a nation where the median age is 28, children are falling ill.
The child was actually very sick, temperature of around about 40 degrees and a pulse rate of 130.
Dr. Angelique Kotzia, the chair of the South African Medical Association, was one of the first to suspect a new variant.
48 hours later, and the child was, you couldn't believe, much better. There was no fever. The pulse dramatically dropped to normal.
She's been telling the world the early signs are positive, with the overwhelming number of patients she's seen displaying only mild symptoms.
Oxygen levels normal, no loss of smell, no loss of taste, no severe congestion in the sinuses or any of that. And that's it. So that's mild symptoms. And so far, all the patients that we have seen had recovered on just conservative measurements and been treated at home.
If it is a mild form of COVID, its high transmissibility could be a good thing, as the Delta variant would end up being replaced by a less serious disease. But there's still a lot we don't know. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the chief medical advisor to the US president, says early research suggests Omicron is more transmissible.
And that it might evade immune protection that you would get, for example, from a monoclonal antibody or from the convalescent serum after a person's been infected, and possibly even against some of the vaccine-induced antibodies. So it's not necessarily that that's going to happen, but it's a strong indication that we really need to be prepared for that.
Drug companies are already working on a new vaccine. The advantage of mRNA vaccines is they can be easily tweaked in the lab. Dr. Paul Burton is the chief medical officer at Moderna.
We've mobilized hundreds of people here in the US and around the world. We started that really early on Thursday, on Thanksgiving Day. We should know about the ability of the current vaccine to provide protection in the next couple of weeks. If we have to make a brand new vaccine, I think that's going to be early 2022 before that's really going to be available in large quantities.
Historically, that's incredibly fast. But if Omicron has indeed already seeded in multiple countries, it's probably still too slow to stop it spreading globally. Experts are clear on one thing: The only way to truly crush the pandemic is to attack it globally, with much more focus on helping poorer countries achieve high rates of vaccination. The WHO Ambassador for Global Health Financing is Gordon Brown.
Whatever happens to this particular variant, we've got to realise that our failure to vaccinate the rest of the world is not only causing deaths in Africa and Asia, Latin America and other parts of the world, but is going to come back to haunt us.
That's WHO Ambassador for Global Health Financing, Gordon Brown, there, and that report from David Lipson.